The morning after our safe, if it could be called safe, return to Parth, my companions and I were enjoying a hearty breakfast together at our inn of choice, the Fairy Song. It had been quite a while since we had last enjoyed Claire's homemade cooking. The nostalgia helped to make the well-balanced spread of freshly baked bread, corn soup, salad, bacon, and eggs taste that much more delicious. Of course, the Japanese cuisine in Taraj had been a great delight, but Western-style cuisine was good, too. It was nice that living in modern Japan had taught me to appreciate both in equal measure.
"Kelchan, I heard that the Queen of Taraj took a liking to you," said Claire with a warm smile, as she brought over seconds of the corn soup for Sarah. "Look at you, barreling right down the highway to success."
"News sure spreads fast. Who'd you hear it from?"
"We just came back yesterday, and she already knows?"
"Anshchan is going around telling everyone she meets. Every adventurer in Parth must know by now. I guess she was just that happy about it."
"Ange again, huh? She did the same thing back when I was promoted to rank A. I mean, I'd honestly prefer not to draw so much attention to myself. But having a friend who's so happy for me does warm my heart."
"Just to set the record straight, I don't have any intention of serving Taraj. Being an adventurer and doing whatever I want suits me much more."
"Is that so? Then again, it's you we're talking about. I'm sure whatever you decide to do will go well."
"Now you're just making too much of me," I laughed.